This is tape number 2, May the 1st, 1994. Thank you, Commander, for the pause.
Is there anything else that could be added to the situation with John? Any contribution that U-1's unit could assist? Where is the paperwork?
It's in the hands of Attorney Taps for review.
Oh, for his review?
Yeah.
The paperwork is in the hands of Attorney Papps for review. And he hasn't returned our call in a week.
Takes a while to review things like that.
This guy is no good.
Have you ever tried to get another one?
We've been searching.
Where are we with Ray Rennick?
Just...
I guess his attorney's reviewing also. Except this one's a woman. She may be doing more.
The attorney's been trying to get the transcripts from the different proceedings so that she has factual information to base her actions on and her pleadings. And the court has been giving her the runaround, so... When we spoke on Thursday or Friday, I suggested that she write a letter to the court clerk and address whoever else she needs to and tell them that they need to get the transcripts to her right away and figure out what the right way to do it is later, because he's already experienced so many injustices that they stand, they will be held accountable for and liable for the further wrongs that he's suffering if they don't cooperate now and figure it out later. She was pretty comfortable with that and was going to draft a letter, but then I didn't hear from her. I think it was Thursday that I talked to her. Didn't hear from her on Friday, and we may need to assist with that letter, but she was open to it.
Well, the prayer of the adversary has been consistently to completely debilitate your ones so that there would be nothing left for you in order to continue. A reasonable assumption, isn't it? Except they don't take into consideration the fact of God. They've limited you, and basically most of you have allowed that. This week, it changes. Is everybody with me?
Yes, sir. Yes. Commander?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
In Kansas City, I was told by my friend, whose friend's sister worked in Washington, that we have been on the gold standard for 2 months.
Close. They just haven't gotten enough gold over here yet. Let me tell you a little bit of the inside workings. And I'm not against all that's happening, believe me. Part of the first request of Ron Jackson was just hold off, you know, silence for another 30 days. But you see, even he doesn't know what is underway. All of the big flap over Korea, North and South, etc. Now, of course, there's the problem always with the nuclear argument. They, of course, have it. And if they don't need it. I mean, good gosh, they've got China, who's got it all. And then we've got to go over in the midst of all of this and have a big, big training session. It just blows out the Koreans, both North and South. How could you dare come over here and cause more? This looks like war. Well, you have the factions arguing. Why? Why would you have these factions arguing? Because you've got to get your damn fleet into the Pacific Ocean for some reason, and you've got to get it close enough to bring home the gold. And I've told them to go ahead and load that gold, and if you sink, I mean, if you touch one of those ships, I'm going to sink them. Because you see, friends, I am good at that. And I don't mind gold all over the bottom of the deep blue sea. So, we get all the troops over there, you know, not many, really. Not many troops, because you've got to have the ships empty to come back. But I will guarantee every one of you, by the time they get back to their home base at Langley, Virginia, they will be riding very low in the water. This takes time. Not just the en route, but you do not just go pick up a little bunch of gold. We are talking about tons of gold, every batch of which has to be assayed. It's possible. Don't limit. It is possible. And once you can regain any measure of control and then shine the spotlight on these dudes, you can begin to rebuild. And they're trying desperately to save their necks. And if you brought them all down this day, what would you have? You would have total, uncontrollable chaos. You would have total anarchy. That means no order, nothing. That would be the end of this nation. So be careful what you ask for, because you might get it. And you won't be able to handle it. And maybe you have to trust in me enough to be patient and use wisdom in everything that you do, no matter how dark it looks. And then you have to demand of me that I require that ones involved carry through. And I will enjoy doing that. I will enjoy seeing to that. And I believe that our connections can be reestablished and things finalized in Austria. You see, the world is on the brink of confrontation. You no longer are the free world, my friends. You are a slave nation. And therefore, whatever freedom you can ever hope to regain will come basically from ones outside your nation willing to do something about you. And I said willing because they don't have to. They do not have to. And what's more, you know, they also know and have made a place for my people in their land. But that's not my mission, and it's not yours. And I believe that all of you will be able to see that things are coming together, things are happening, pieces are fitting. The coincidences are now so big that even trusting ones cannot ignore them. And this week it's going to end up looking a lot different to you. And I want to tell you that there is no hearing on the face of this earth important enough to jeopardize E.J. Ecker this week. All the rest of you can play the games you want. And if you want to get into receivership, that's going to be fun, too. I really hesitate not to let some of you go. Because that one is going to be the most fun of all when it gets before a judge. And the records are brought out there and opened up to the judge. And I'm going to repeat something else that I've said that I hope gets back to Leon. Every cent will be repaid of everything that he has put in, even that he has lost to the criminal, but it will not be paid. It will not be paid to Abbott. I don't care if they keep it in court from now till doomsday. Do you hear me, Mr. Ecker?
Yes, sir.
Now, the minute that Leon wants to deal without that criminal, all he has to do is pick up the phone. Or if he doesn't want to do that, he can just wait a couple of weeks or longer until we see what they are going to do. Because if we take away their leverage, it's worse. And when it is repaid, since he claims it is his family and his mother, then it will be repaid. Mark my words to Esther. And I don't want it going into some estate. So if it means you have to form a new corporation for Esther, do it. They can move it out immediately. But that way it has to be acknowledged. Do you see and do you hear? And I don't care what you do with Eleanor Schreifer's stuff. But I feel just as strongly about Teja. That is apparently the name that John chose for his corporation. And these people went out there and did not sign this into the home, the property, into John's name. They put it in Eleanor's trust. And they didn't even do that right. Well, we cannot fight everyone's battles. There is no way that you ones can fight everyone's battles. But at this point, John is incapacitated and cannot fight his own. So we will continue to hold that one. And you can dump, after next week, the entire amount, if that's what you want to do, to get rid of it. I'm ready to knock the scaffolding off. They've got the noose on their neck. Are there any questions, please? Now, I know I told you to ask me some questions.
Any more?
Well, I believe that I've said about all I don't know. EJ is waiting. He's been working for 2 days with American Express. And they have been very gracious, and maybe you would make a report on that, EJ, about just getting him some money in their currency into him. And then when we take care of some other situations here, the ones coming out of this situation will be able to take care of that situation. No wonder they want to lock everybody up. My God.
Well, the medical doctors that the American Express people can be in touch with won't be available until Monday Austrian time. They have the telephone numbers lined up, and they're apparently able to contact those people to see what Gunther's condition is. So other than that, they have not been able to do much, and they have not been able to get a commitment from the Austrian jail that they would send somebody down to the American Express office to pick up funds. Gunther has $200 in U.S. currency, and nobody at the jail will even forgotten the right word.
Convert
that into shillings so that he can buy stamps, paper, pencils, and so forth. So he is almost incommunicado due to those, I think, deliberate inconveniences. And we've been trying to send him shillings, but that has turned out to be almost as impossible, and we have not been able to arrange through American Express a delivery to the jail. So we'll continue to try.
Well, we'll. Did you say where or how?
Where is she?
She's in her home.
Here.
In an absolute state of desperation, really. Not only have they been able to tie up, you see, he was put back onto active status and given a promotion, as a matter of fact, to a vice admiral, and put back into active service in the Navy. On the other hand, he's always been in the intelligence service, so that's neither here nor there, and I'm not going to divulge any further information about his current status other than that all of his pay and disability, everything has been still held. So that means that she has had no assistance. And it's desperate time, not only financially, but emotionally, because months go by, you know, days and days go by. Well, even in Austria, there are some time limitations. They have not charged him with anything. They say that the reason they're holding him is some charge of 15 years ago. But they don't even say what that is. I think it's going to be that he sort of used one of their airplanes. Doesn't mean that the airplane's missing. It just means he used it. It's totally political. And he is not in any danger as such, and even in Austria, they have to charge him. On the other hand, within 30 days, I get ahead of myself. And that is up. So other things may begin to come into play. I personally don't want him out there running around as long as the president of Austria doesn't want him alive. Now, most of the powers of Austria want very much for him to remain alive. And one way to bring a lot of pressure to bear and publicity so that they don't just get him out of sight is for all of you to write to the president of Austria and demand his release. He is an American citizen. He is an Austrian citizen. But you're not going to get any help through the American embassy unless you put pressure on them. But the consensus of opinion is to bring pressure to bear against the Austrian president, and that address and that name is available and can be added to the end of the tape. It will be in the paper. I also ask all of you, precious ones, I want to tell you I cannot thank you enough, in addition to what Ron Jackson has said, of the wonderful cards and letters and things that he received, and he has bothered to sit into the night as long as it has taken to respond to each one. This is the lifeline. And I don't care if those cards are in the bushel baskets in the office of that prison in Austria. Send them to him. Eventually, it will be acknowledged. We cannot let a brother just go somewhere else and get into some other pickle and leave him. And we need him. We need him over there free to be able to handle our business. It's all legal. There is no subterfuge. It is totally political. Now, they don't want him out running around until some of these other big things get settled. Well, I think we need to put the candle flame under their little rear ends and maybe they'll hurry a little. You will be able to expect the big announcement to come on Larry King lips. And it'll come from Benson, probably. They're going to try to make themselves look like maybe they're worth something. And yet there are a lot of the ones involved that are efforting to turn this around, really. And some others that are being blackmailed and forced into turning it around, whether they like it or not. But they're going to want to look good, you see. So let's not forget our own brothers. Because those links in our chain have to be in place. Because there have to be signatures. There have to be arrangements. And as long as you can keep those signatories out of the picture, you can't get anything finalized. And I don't know about the rest of you, but I'm so sick and tired of George Green's antics. We got $20 million as far as Chase Manhattan Bank in New York, only to find that George Green had raised. And he said, oh, I'm not involved. Mr. DeMar, come off it. Up came RICO. But more than that, guess what? Gunter's name was on the transaction. Company. You know, always these secret codes. Don't even bother to say CIA, it's agency. Company. And right out of Israel, the Mossad came up just, oh man. I'm telling you, this was almost a world incident. Why? Because it is set up so that any money coming into the United States of America in dollars goes through Chase Manhattan Bank. Guess who owns Chase Manhattan Bank? Israelis. So, the Mossad comes up and said, we are not going to release this money until we find out what the company project is. Oops, no company project? There's got to be something wrong here. Where did it come from? Nigeria? Well, Nigeria has a new government, more crooked than the other one, but they want everything crooked that the other one's got back. So you start over. Legitimate transactions? Absolutely. Political interruptions? Absolutely. That too could have been avoided if anyone in the picture had just listened. Well, who are they going to listen to? Well, they could have started by listening to me. I told them. Now, other arrangements are underway. I'm going to do it this way. And I suggested, no, you do it this way. See if it will work. Click, 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 click. My gosh. How simple. Legal. Open. Notes. Loans. Corporations. Legitimate business. We don't try the underground method of fooling anybody. You don't need to be secret. Do everything legitimately, and they have got to break the law to touch you. Well, aren't they capable of that? They have certainly proven they're capable of that, and I agree with you. On the other hand, they do not necessarily want to stop you. You are the asset they've got. You become their security blanket. You make them look good by what you will accomplish. And right up until now, they've loved the information going out because it made them look so impervious. They don't like what's going out now because the way to get them is surfacing in the office. And it's only Sunday. Yes. I know, the world is off.
You're back on the record.
Thank you. Ones will come back to me now and say, well, but, you know, in the early journals, you published that it was all right. And Molesky is now, has been, you know, attempted arrest. They took his house. He wrote a book with all of these ways, you know, that you don't have to do this, you don't have to do that. And these were legitimate ways to handle things. His book's expensive. I've told you over and over again, if there is something that can be utilized, utilize it. When it is obvious that you can't utilize it, that they're going to get you, quit using it. And yet you'll pick up the American's Bulletin and it will be from cover to cover. How to avoid the income tax. Don't file. Don't this. Don't that. Well, if you don't have any income to show, you don't have to file. If you have made money, they assume you are keeping some of it that is theirs, and they're going to come and get it. And it doesn't matter that it says voluntary law. Voluntary rules, I'm sorry. I think I got it right the first time, voluntary law. You use your heads. And if enough did not file their papers and that got through, then you have a foot up on the court system. But if they come back and tell you, you better pay it or we're going to blow your head off, which are you going to do? I also said, set aside whatever you feel may be required of you later. You're under the gun. Well, he's out, and all of you know Mitch. He used to attend. Well, maybe all of you won't, but many of you will. He worked very closely with our other friend, and I feel like I'm going to get some of these in trouble if I mention names. These are constitutionalists. They know what the rules are, and they know what ought to be. I agree with that. It ought to be that way. And sometimes you can press it, but it is like Red Beckman. There is going to come the day of total confrontation, and the one you think up there helping you is very likely the one who turned you in the first place. Working for the IRS now. So don't push it. You don't have to break even their laws. Use their rules that give them the break. A journalist called, you see, Mr. Abbott, Mr. Perry, etc., has released another big Associated Press bulletin about these awful people here. Well, there's at least one person in Las Vegas who got curious. So he began to trace it back. He came up with people like Dave Overton that he talked to, Ginger Brady that he talked to. And my gosh, by the time he got back to Mr. Ecker, he said, there's something really wrong here. And E.J. said, well, I'm not going to talk to you and then have you go smear something else foolish around like they did before about Lily T's and all this crap. Now, if you're really interested in talking to me about the facts of this, I will be happy to talk to you. But I'll tell you right now that the Associated Press is probably going to have a lawsuit brought against them for this kind of journalism. And if you don't want that happening to you, I would suggest that you not misquote me. Well, he didn't believe he would. We'll see. He was shocked. Shocked. He said, are you telling me that there is this kind of protection in the state of Nevada? Mind you, he is calling from Nevada. In our corporation laws. And E.J. said, yes, it is the best kept secret in this nation. He said, man, it must be. That is just astounding. Now, how many lawyers and accountants do you think want all of you to know what a protection you have in the state of Nevada under the corporation shelter? None. They have no clients. They have no customers. You see, lawyers and accountants work for the IRS and the federal government. Will it always be that way? Probably not if they can change it, but they haven't been able to change it yet, and there are so many of them. Just the worst ones, mind you, that know these rules to protect themselves. They're not going to change it. Or they're going to grandfather it. They're going to find some way for the Barney Franks of the world to protect themselves, and you can't do it anywhere else anymore. Also, they're smart enough to put their money in the numbered accounts in Austria. There are only two places left in the world where you can do that. Don't even count on Panama and Costa Rica. Don't count on that anymore, little friends. Not even with incorporation. Although you can have a lot of corporations offshore, but I want to tell you something. When you start trying to move your money back and forth, beware. If they don't want to send it, they're not going to. And what are you going to do about it? This could hold true for Austria. But if they withhold on the numbered accounts and so forth, they are dealing with the strongest, meanest, most incredible men on the face of the earth who have their money over there. Austria is the last nation that you can have a numbered account. Don't think by any means, I don't care what Mr. Patterson tells you, you have no shelter anymore in Switzerland. That is the controlling headquarters. You have no protection in Switzerland. There is one other with almost as good a protection, and guess what it is? Anyone? The Vatican Bank.
And the Pope can't ski anymore because he's hurt himself.
Right. Well, you have a lot of interesting things waiting to be revealed. But you've studied well, you've learned well, and it's time to move on. And so the time is appropriate. that we really put some of our words into action. Okay, I have...
Commander, I've got a question.
All right.
This past week, in the newspaper, on the news, on the radio, also at a public meeting, this CLAS testing has been discussed. This is a psychological-type test. According to a sample cover of it, it states that the test is optional, but it has now become mandatory in the state of California, where our youngsters are tested. Supposedly, this year, they are supposed to test the fourth grade, the eighth grade, and the tenth grade. But even though this is what they're saying, this is really not actual, because I also have a sixth grader that's going to be tested. The parents are not allowed to see the results of this test. It is kind of like a psychological type test with what-if situations proposed. I just wanted to know if you have any input. In checking into this at the elementary level, one parent found out that if you do not want your child to take this test, you have got to keep your child totally home from school. In other words, they just can't go and maybe go in another classroom or what have you. They have to be kept home from school for the testing, the duration of this test.
Well, I think you're coming into a time of evolvement that the schools are going to have to come up for some kind of evaluation on their own merit. And I don't believe that it would be worth your while to rock their boats right now. And especially your children are balanced enough. There's not going to be damaging to them. It is sort of like the new laws that are literally being, they're being now put into the schools. And Florida is one of the first ones that has it written into the laws. They will have like one, you have to have some information that is compulsory information teaching on the Declaration of Independence, and then maybe the Bill of Rights or something. And the more topical pertinent information on the Constitution, and then they come down and there are like three paragraphs of mandatory teaching on the Holocaust. These are things that are taking place, and I don't believe that you're going to, as a parent, making a stand, for instance, to pull your children out of school again, will accomplish enough to shut it down. This is a ludicrous test, and it's insulting. They will ask these little children about sex, about all sorts of things. It's totally insulting. On the other hand, you cannot protect your children through ignorance of what's happening. And I understand the pain of parents who care. And yet we've got again, I'm sort of, I'm even getting weary of using it. We have to work within what is thrust upon us to the best of our ability. And I don't believe the answer at this time about things like that are to completely remove the child from the school, because they have basically won that way. It seems like they will not have won because they want the income for that and they can harass you forever. But it's literally the child that pays. And you become, again, the outsider, and they can harass you more. And I don't believe that there is a big enough movement afoot of the people who even know what the initials stand for to stand with you, although there may be. And I can't evaluate each community. But there will be some that will rise up against this.
Yes, but don't you think that you will get, the schools will lose the financial support when those children do not appear at school, and that will make a statement.
Well, it'll make a statement, but how are you going to teach your children? You're back to the home teaching. If I understood what you said. Now, if you just hold them out while they give the test and they don't get to take it,
the day of the test,
then I'd keep them home.
Good.
But if it means, that it's in school or expelled from school,
no,
K
Commander, though, with that, by keeping them out, is that waving even more of a red flag?
I would let the ones that are old enough to understand what they're doing take the damn test so you know what's on it. How else are you going to find out what's on it?
With the children, the way we've instructed them, and that is to take the test, and if they got to a question that they didn't feel comfortable with, just to put on the test either no answer or I don't care to answer this or just skip it entirely.
They can do that too.
There are some communities that have united, Sandy. Acton is one. It's been published in the paper. They have refused that test. So it's maybe through certain communities that have banded together with the school board to refuse this test that there may be some way that the people will prevail. It's an uphill battle.
There was an article in the Bakersfield, California today about LA County or Los Angeles District schools, and the people, there have been rulings that they cannot force the children to take it.
Yeah.
I'll give you that article if you want.
And on Friday, I sent my second school with a note saying...
Hey, hold on a minute. The people listening to our tape will not be able to hear it.
On Friday, I sent my fourth grader to school with a note saying that I wanted him excused from school on those days. And he said, Mom, a whole bunch of kids came to school with notes on Friday. I said, how much is a whole bench? He said, about five or six other kids. So, you know, there is a significant amount of people in this county that are against it. Excuse me.
You'd be surprised at how many don't even think about it. So it takes a few who are willing to be brave enough to do that. And then the others will catch on. So do what's suitable. It's unfortunate. You have to exist in this world until you get it cleaned up.
Commander?
Yes.
The 6.7 earthquake in Japan yesterday.
Wait. The bomb needs to be turned
on.
You have to turn the switch on the side. Top.
6.7 Japanese earthquake. What was that on the Richter scale?
Well, it was so deep. And, of course, it's major volcanic activity. And I assume it must have been whatever they reported as far as the Richter scale. But, of course, the Richter scale has, as far as I can see, no meaning. Since it did so little damage, you have to know that it was very, very deep. And it's only a precursor warning, and it could well be that Soltec has commented on that. Would Ed have anything, or anyone?
I
I was going to make a comment on this. I'm glad that Audrey brought it up, but in Soltec's last writing 2 weeks ago, or last week, I guess, when I read it, time flies when you're having fun with these papers, Soltec made a very important comment that you should go back and reread, particularly in light of this earthquake, and that was, he said most emphatically, to very carefully watch Japan because of the close connection between Japan and California. So when I heard about it about 4 o'clock yesterday morning. There were two events yesterday that were important, but the first one was that quake, and they called it an underwater quake off the coast of Japan, and they called it a 6.7, and they told the Japanese citizens not to worry about it. It wasn't important, but in their same breath, they assumed there may be a major tsunami that would hit the Japanese coast. So if you go back and reread what Soltec said last week, you'll see that that is very important information, not just for Japan and as a precursor to more activity there, but as a direct reflex back. Think of yourselves as being in a bathtub,